USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The prospect of the Senate reaching an agreement on border security and Ukraine aid before the Christmas holiday appears unlikely. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer acknowledged progress in negotiations, but refrained from confirming whether a vote would take place this week. On the other hand, Senator John Thune, the chamber's second-ranking Republican, asserted that a deal would not be reached until January. He accused Democrats of delaying discussions on immigration reform until the last minute. The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. The new law, signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday, grants state authorities the authority to apprehend migrants on state charges. Hunter Biden will be arraigned in January on tax charges. The president's son is expected to make his first appearance in Los Angeles on the 9 tax-related charges. It's set for January 11th. Hunter faces 3 felony and 6 misdemeanor counts with a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. President Biden paid tribute to the life and legacy of late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor today during her funeral in Washington.
Gracious and wise, civil and principled, Sandra Day O'Connor, the daughter of the American West, was a pioneer in her own right.
He said O'Connor was a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both the legal and political realms. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A powerful storm struck New England, resulting in 4 deaths and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. The region experienced strong winds and heavy rainfall Monday night, leading to the toppling of trees and power lines. At least 4 people lost their lives, with 2 of the fatalities attributed to falling trees in Massachusetts and Maine. Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The TSA foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the 3 busiest days of the holiday season compared to the previous year. The peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. Google has agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior.
That includes preventing other app stores from being preloaded on Android devices. That means buying off companies who may have launched rival app stores to Google Play Store.
California, among all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands that joined that settlement. For the second time in U.S. history, an Air Force general is set to undergo a court-martial. Philip Stewart, who previously headed pilot training at Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, had his command revoked this year. He faces accusations of sexually assaulting a female officer at a base in Oklahoma. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.